And it's big rooms.
Uh-huh.
So now then our family has gotten quite large. We have one boy that had four children, and they've married and have families.
Oh.
And then our daughter is married. She has two children. She is up in Washington. And then
that's where your trip to Washington State was, yeah.
And then we've got a son that's up here in the Ford tractor business.
Oh.
And they have two children. And we had our 50th anniversary.
Oh, how nice.
After we built this house.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, added to it. And we accommodated all of our family.
Oh.
There's pallets, but there's room for pallets in there.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's fun to sleep with the grandchildren.
I'm sure. When God, and you've even got great grandchildren.
Yes,
sure.
Yes.
Mm.
Oh, we ought to be in a wheelchair.
Well, you don't look like it. I would, and I tell you, I would have thought y'all were about, in all honesty, I would have thought, if I just saw you, I would have thought you were in your 60s. And that's honestly and truly what I would have thought. No, I mean it. I really would have.
Oh, dear.
I
know. That time's done fast.
Well, you just seem awful young to me, I tell you.
Well, we did marry young,
mm-hmm.
But it don't seem to me like there ought to be so many years on up ahead of us.
Yeah.
When
behind us,
we were going together, her daddy wouldn't let us go together. We had to write to each other. You know,
oh, you did?
According to writing. And,
I don't think that'll fit in with this.
When we're married,
she's not a wanting man.
Why, I took my daddy to get my license, and he knew the county clerk, and he didn't know her age, and the county clerk didn't either, and I lied about her age.
Uh-huh.
I told him she was 18. Then you had to get a written statement from her daddy before you could marry her.
Uh-huh.
If she was under 18, of course I lied about her age. And when we went to get her Social Security, man, he caught that right quick.
He caught it, yeah.
Said, just a minute here, something wrong about this.
Oh.
And I said, a fellow, there's a long story behind that. He kind of shoved his pencil back, said, right back in his chair, said, I've got time to listen to that if you'll tell it to me. So I told it to him. And I said, what would you have done in that case or something like that? He kind of scratched his head and said, I'm going to let you get by that. So he went ahead and fixed it.
I guess he figured by now it didn't matter too much. What age she was when she got married now. Well, like, this house that, where you lived, like, when you were, I don't mean the one that you were born to, but mm-hmm. the one you remember where you grew up, how was it heated?
Oh, it was a fireplace.
Oh.
And then we had a stove. Just
oh,
a teen
both.
Heater
uh-huh,
or something
uh-huh.
like that.
Well, now, like, on with the fireplace, what would you call that open area in the front of the fireplace?
Hearth.
And then what you'd have built on the outside of the house for the smoke to come up from the
chimney.
And was it was brick, I guess.
No.
No, it's rock.
It is just rock.
Where
they hewed out rock.
Queried out over here in some of these hills, I don't know where.
Oh.
But they were.
So it was the
rocks.
Natural rock,
yes.
kind of thing. Well, oh yeah. Now in the fireplace, what would you call those things that they'd lay the wood across?
Grates.
And then there'd be these
dog irons.
Oh yeah, yeah. You call them dog irons.
That's what
yeah.
they used to call.
Yeah. That's what I was. You know, that's what I was interested in. That's what.
Mm-hmm.
Now, up above the fireplace, this shelf that you might have.
That is the mantle.
Mm-hmm. And then a big round piece of wood that they might put in the fireplace that burned for several days.
Backstick.
And then the little pieces of wood that they used to start the fire with.
What did they be called?
Kindling or